Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee, roasting company providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Congregation Sukkot Shalom and Goldtown Theater to talk about the upcoming Jewish Film Festival. Welcome Sherry Paul and Colette Costa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's hear it. Give it up, Juno.
Giving themselves a round of applause. Sherry.
Nobody else does.
Sherry, let's start with you. What would you like to share with our listeners about Congregation Sukkot Shalom, your involvement with them, what you do, where you're located, anything you'd like?
Sure. So the Congregation Sukkot Shalom, we have a small synagogue up on Foster in West Juneau. And, well, not Foster, it's Cordova, sorry. And the congregation has been around for a long time, but actually in our own location for probably close to 10 years now. We have about 40, 45 paid family membership. So we're growing. But we do all sorts of things, like the Jewish Film Festival this year. It's our second annual Jewish Film Festival, and so we're all volunteers. So we pick and choose kind of our special projects and how we want to give back to the community, and this is one that currently I'm involved in.
Colette Costa, you run our local art house theater, Goldtown Nickelodeon. What's your connection with Congregation Sukkot Shalom?
I drive by it occasionally, go inside it sometimes. It's very lovely in there. Wonderful, wonderful people. I've been talking with some members of the congregation for a number of years, like far too long, about putting together a Jewish film series. And we finally got our collective act together and put it together last year. And it was...
So really successful.
It was lovely. Yeah, I loved it. It was great. And, you know, it's a really kind of, it's a common thing. You know, a lot of towns, art houses, whatever, do various film series. And there is a large body of work about Jewish content from Jewish filmmakers, et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't get a chance to show very many of them, quite frankly. So it's just a really good chance to show a lot of great films that would normally not be able to work into my schedule.
Well, what else is important to you about hosting this festival at Goldtown?
That's about it, really. It really covers the start to finish.
No, Colette, we love working together with Colette because she just brings in so much knowledge, and she'll be sending us texts all through the night saying, hey, did you guys hear about this one? Let's look at that. Let's watch this. So we actually previewed, I don't know, maybe 25 different movies before coming down to the four that we chose for this festival.
Right.
Oh, so you guys actually selected it and put this festival together yourselves.
And when you're, you know, when you're a film geek, you're sort of an all-around film geek. And from the other, you know, selfishly, it gives me an excuse to spend a lot of time delving into all these other smaller films that I would probably rarely come across and really get to some good meaty stories.
Are they all new films?
I think all except... I think Fiddler is the only one that's a little... And even that's just from last year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we try to keep contemporary films. Last year we did one older film. It was the Au revoir les enfants, which was from 91 or something. And this year we decided to keep them all contemporary and dug up some really great titles.
What are they? Share the lineup.
What it seemed to boil down to is more documentaries this year. But what we wanted to focus on is to bring the community in together. So, you know, so they all kind of focus on different parts of our Juno community. The first one, Fiddler, Miracle of Miracles, is amazing because it's the history of the making of Fiddler on the Roof. But if you think about it, Fiddler was made in the 60s, so a lot of the choreography that was put together actually showcased from the civil rights movement and what was going on around town. Women's empowerment, the daughters breaking away from tradition of the father of being matched with someone. So, and then at the end, it was most amazing when they said that Fiddler on the Roof is played every day somewhere around the world.
Huh.
So,
but this is like more like the making of Fiddler?
It's more the making. So you'll meet the composers and the artistic team, and then you'll see clips from Fiddler being performed in Japan or in the South in an all-black high school.
And it's the history of the play itself, and then the play into the movie as well. So it's not strictly about the making of Fiddler on the Roof of the movie, but on the original writing and the origin story from Shalom Aleichem, who wrote the short stories that became Fiddler, and just got some it's just got points of interest for everyone. It's got Hamilton guy in there.
Lin-Manuel
is in there. He made this very famous viral video from his wedding. And
Yeah,
that's great. It's really, really
don't blow it all.
Don't give the spoilers. So we've got this one. But yeah, we wanted to reach out to different aspects of Juno community, so we found this other documentary. I think it's our next one.
Picture
of His Life. And it's about a wildlife adventure photographer named Amos Nachom, who's from Israel originally. He's taken some of the most famous outdoor photographs today. He won the Sierra Grand Prize Photography Contest last year, the year before. And so it's a documentary basically about his life and his work. And we're going to be doing a live video Skype with him on the 31st of March.
Okay.
So we're really reaching out to, you know, the wildlife community out here, the photography community, all those different aspects of Juno that kind of come
divers out there. You got to come see this one.
He was the first person to dive outside of a cage with great white sharks. Yeah, he loves adrenaline.
That's a lot for a photo.
Yes. We have a great new documentary about Anne Frank called Parallel Stories. It's just a whole retelling of her life from different aspects, and
with Helen Mirren.
It's got Helen Mirren. She's actually in it, and she's narrating it. That's coming, I think, next month in April. Mm-hmm. And then we want to finish with this one actually they found that they brought to me called Family in Transition, which is a story about an Israeli man. He has a family. He's married. He has children, and he's transitioning to a woman in clearly a society that probably doesn't support him as well as other societies might. And so we're going to also pair that with a community panel discussion after the film. And so it's just they're covering a lot of bases on all our different stories.
So how did you guys? What was the process for making these selections? How long did it take you to get them down to just four?
2 months?
Close to 2 months.
Wow. I mean, we cycled through at least three dozen titles.
And you watched everything from beginning to end?
Not necessarily. They watch a lot of them. I bring a lot of titles to them and try to set that up. And then we have these discussions about, you know, how is it going to sell? Are people going to see it? Is it good for the community? Mm-hmm. What is it touching on? And then at the same time, trying to create, you take the individual films, but then it's like casting a movie, casting a play. Then, well, how do they go together?
Yeah.
You know, is it all same? Is it? So we try
to. We didn't want them all to be Holocaust. When people think of the Jewish community, you know, Holocaust comes to your mind. But there's so much more out there. And we ate a lot of popcorn watching movies over the last 2 months.
Well, film is, of course, an incredible vehicle for sharing culture
Amen.
And knowledge.
Right.
So you've all seen all four of these, and these are the winners. These are the favorites.
Yep.
All
and these
right.
are these are all listed on. I probably shouldn't say that yet till I go back to work.
Yeah.
But these will all be listed on our website, goldtownnick.com,
with
descriptions, and we'll be getting down the details of the panel discussion and the video Skype. I'm really excited to talk to Amos. Actually, I know him. He's really an absolutely fascinating human being. And his website is called biganimals.com. He loves big animals, so, you know, he really likes me. And one of the points of this movie was he had set a goal for himself that he wanted to swim. He wanted to get a picture of
polar bears
swimming, and he wanted to swim with them. And that's sort of the thread that goes through this documentary. He's completely insane in the best way.
All right. So when is the first film beginning?
So tomorrow night is the first showing, Fiddler, A Miracle of Miracles. And we have a special treat starting at 6:40 with two friends of mine, Heidi Johnson and Jamie Marks, who will be playing fiddler music and welcoming participant or moviegoers into the theater. So we're really excited, and thank you, too, for doing that. So it's going to show tomorrow evening at 7, and then on the 15th. Is that Sunday?
Sunday
at 2 p.m.
And we may or may not have some Hamantash in there.
Snacks are always a good draw. Will each film be shown twice and all happening this month?
Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah. Two chances to see each one. That's fantastic.
I know.
Anything else either of you would like to share, highlight, preview for either of your respective organizations? Or the film festival.
We have, this is just FYI, you have two chances left to see two of the best movies this year, Parasite, four-time Oscar winner, plays tonight at 6:30 and Saturday at 3 p.m. And our final show of Little Women on 35mm is Thursday at 6:30, and it's fantastic.
Cool.
Just a quick note, we're also doing this live Jim Croce show at the theater.
That's right.
It's been getting a lot of word of mouth. It's technically sold out, but he did hold back a number of seats every night. So if you really want to see it, show up about half an hour before showtime, and you may be able to get one of those seats.
Great. Anything else from you, Sherry?
No, we look forward. If you have any questions, just bug Colette because she's the easiest one to get a hold of. But you can go on our website at Juno Jewish Community.
Yep.
.org.
.org.
All right.
Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Fiddler. Really, really fun movie.
Awesome. Colette Costa, Sherry Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, Shelley.